And our keynote scripture comes from Genesis 3:13. It says, Yahweh God, this is the World English Version, says, Yahweh God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled, King James, or deceived me, and I ate. Well, God never intended us to be hungry where there wasn't nothing to eat. He gave all the trees for our food, right? Except how many? One. God said, that's my tree. That's the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that tree. But the devil deceived them. That's where deception came in. And so we need to know how to guard against deception in these last days. And we learned about the first thing, and there's about four parts here, is knowing the definition of deception. And I'll just remind you here, deception means to deceive utterly, to lead astray. How many have been led astray? I'll put both of my hands up if I could. To lead astray mentally, to delude, or to morally, to seduce, to do wrong. Lead astray. Deception. And I'll just remind you this. One thing you need to know right off is this. Anyone can be subjection to deception. Anyone. No one is immune from it. Because when you think you're not deceived, you can be deceived. You got to know that the devil, he's old, but he's not dumb. He's been around for a long time, and he knows God's creation. He knows how we work. He knows our buttons to push. Amen? And that's why he's out to push those buttons as many times as he can. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's out to do. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And he came to destroy the works of the devil. That is your victory. The devil has been destroyed. He's been stripped of his authority in this earth that he got, that he deceived mankind from. And that's what we got to guard against, is who we are. We got to guard who we are. Come on, not in me, in Christ. See, that goes back to the garden that talked about, if you read that in Genesis, after, so I always thought God kicked them out of the garden. See, that's the wrong nature of God. God had to set an angel to guard, come on, the way. See, we learned about last night about the faith of the Son of God. Amen. God did that to guard the way to the tree of life because they had died spiritually, and who would want to experience cancer forever, to experience depression forever? See, because we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God said, don't eat of that tree. We were deceived, and we ate. I said we. See, we try to do the blame game. Well, you know, I didn't do that. I haven't done that. Listen, guys, we've all missed the mark. I love this example about grace and the law. You can't keep the law. The law was not given for you to keep, and the law is holy. The law was given to you to show you how much you need grace, how much you need the blood of Jesus that covered, not just covered, it washed our sin away. If this TV up here on the wall, if I was at the back, and if I took a BB gun and I shot, don't nobody get no thoughts about shooting my TV screens either. But if I shot in that TV, a BB, if you shoot it fast enough, it'll go through, but it won't destroy the screen, but it'll crack it. Rowan just cracked his phone yesterday, his iPhone XR, I think. XR, right? XR, hit the ground, cracked. Now, it didn't look too bad, but it wasn't working. See, that BB from back there, it might not look too bad, but the screen is it's destroyed. It's ruined. The only way to make it right, presentable, is to change the whole thing, to make it new. That's what Christ did for us. You, when you get born again, you're not just an old sinner saved by the grace of God. You're a new creation created in Christ Jesus, free from sin, free from not being able to talk to God anytime in your life. Jesus has put you back in relationship with your Father. Don't let the devil deceive you thinking you've got to do anything else other than believe and receive Jesus as that direct connection to Him. That is the way. That's what grace is all about. As Jesus, I like to say, God, grace. God ran the race that you cannot win. It's grace. Jesus ran that race. He lived a sinless life. He attained the victory for us. All we got to do is, like, Christianity is a team sport. We all play in the game. Amen? We're all a part of the game. We don't sit on benches. We get involved. We make calendars. We lead worship. We play music. We feed the poor. We heal the sick. You're all a part. And God's no respecter of Wayne. He's no respecter of me. He's a respecter of what Christ did. I get it on what Christ did. We get the victory on what Christ did. So don't be deceived. It's not about what you do or what you don't do. It's putting your faith in what Christ did. Amen? This is how you cannot be deceived. The devil comes and says, well, I guess you're not getting healed. I said, liar, that's a lie, devil. I'm not. Jesus is my healer. I ain't got to attain healing. I am healed. See, because the healer lives in me. It's not about what I did or what I didn't do, devil. See ya. Bye. You got to get that doubt out. Because Christ didn't leave. That means, well, you still got to fight. Well, Jesus is fighting it. I just give him the authority to do it. I'm fighting the battle. It's already defeated. Amen? So that's deception, being deceived. It's not about what you do. It's about what Christ did. And we learned about prepare ahead of time. Because 1 Timothy 4:16 says, knowing how easy it is to be swept away into deception, Paul warned Timothy to take heed what you hear. Take heed where you go. Because that's deception. In the end times, in these times, take heed what you see on TV, CNN, CBSNC, MSNBC. What about what Jesus did for me? You need to keep your eyes on what Jesus has did, and we need to preach the gospel, the good news. Preach truth. Amen? And you won't be deceived. People get in your face. Love them. Get the name of Jesus out there. I've told my kids a lot of times, if you get in, you know, now there's times to where you don't turn your other cheek. If somebody just comes up on the street and starts harassing my wife, and I ain't been preaching the gospel, they just come up and start harassing my wife, it's time to get in their face, Wayne. Because I protect what I love. Amen. Now, it might get bad, but I believe in healing. You know, I'll get the name of Jesus out there, but if they don't want to react to that, it can get ugly real quick. Amen. That's what we do. But now, if I'm out here preaching the gospel and somebody comes up and they're offended and they spit in my face, you know, I gotta love that person. Now, the Holy Ghost is going to give me what to say about that. Amen. That hasn't happened yet, but guys, it's getting to where you walk out. There's people out there, the devil don't like you. He really hates you. But you got the God of love on the inside of you that'll give you the know-how of what to do, what to say. Amen? So this is why we come to church, to learn from one another. Learn. Jesus said, learn of me. So this is what we're doing. This is school time. Amen? I thought I graduated school, 12th grade. I was happy. But then I said, there's another school I didn't know nothing about. It's the school of Christianity, of Christ Jesus. Amen? So God prepared a way for me to get my master's degree, to go through 4 years, got my bachelor's, and got to teach 2 years for my master's degree. What a blessing. Didn't have to write a 50-page dissertation, just got to keep teaching, and it covered it. Man, I tell you what, that's good news. Somebody don't like to write pages. Amen? So we're talking about guarding against deception. And the last thing we talked about was prepare ahead of time. Be ready. Amen. Preparation time is never wasted time. Jesus prepared for 30 years before he was baptized in the Jordan and then received the power from on high to go out and destroy the works of the devil. He was in church. He was, as his custom was, he was learning the word, hearing the word, and he was going out doing the word, being a blessing to his parents, to his community. Amen. Jesus was out there helping his dad, working with him, building things. Amen. But he was also, God was building a vision on the inside of him. Amen. God was building a vision on his son. You're going to be the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sins of the world. Amen. Thank you, Father. So what we want to talk about today is two things. Compare everything. Talk about guard against deception. Compare everything to the Word of God. And don't let people tell you that, this Bible is just a history book. Now, it's got the Holy Bible. It was inspired by men that were filled with the anointing with the Holy Ghost, and they wrote it down so that we can treasure it in our heart. Because one day, guys, hey, we might not be able to have a Bible. It's getting bad where this communism, China and stuff, they can't even have Bibles. They can't meet. But that ain't keeping them. They going underground, ain't they, Bob? They'll get out there because God will make a way to where he will get his word to his people. Amen. Pharaoh had a word, let my people go. And we see what happened when you don't let them go. God gets involved in it. Amen. And you don't, God, that's not God's will for them to suffer or to perish. That's what he says. It's not my will that any perish, but all come to the knowledge of the truth. But guys, we know Jesus also said there's a narrow gate that leads to life, and there's a broad gate that leads to destruction. And he said, Jesus said, many's going to go by the broad gate. That's when you say, not me and not my family and not my children or children's children. That's the promise we have in the Word of God. So don't be deceived that a lot of times the Hollywood will paint the devil bigger than God. He ain't that. They're just trying to make money. They're trying to steal. Amen? I used to watch all those horror movies, and I would live in fear. I don't watch them movies anymore. Why? Because God changed my heart. He changed my want to. I don't want to be scared anymore. Down south, we call it scared. I remember when I was a youngin', you know, my sisters, they would invite their boyfriends over when they sit outside and when it start to get they start telling them ghost stories. And then I'm in my bed covered up at night, and I go crawling with my sisters and get in their bed, and they kicking me out. Well, your boyfriend shouldn't have been telling them ghost stories. But it's okay to talk about the Holy Ghost stories, because he is a spirit being, but he don't bring fear. He brings comfort, and he brings joy, and he brings peace. So see, that can be a deception. He can use that. Amen? There is a spirit realm. You are a spirit being, but you don't scare me. Amen. And the devil don't scare me no more, because I am not deceived anymore. I don't want what he has. Jesus demonstrated that. Well, Wayne, if you be the Son of God, turn that stone into bread. Wayne was hungry. Wayne was hungry. But he said, no, I don't want anything, devil, that you have to offer. Man shall not live by bread alone, but I'm going to live. How? By every word that comes from the mouth of Jehovah God, Yahweh. Amen? And that is good. He's good. Good. Here we go. Get that choir going. He's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. See, these are things we have to get in our heart, because when we get squeezed, when we get under pressure, what's in your heart's coming out your mouth. Amen? And God wants good things coming out of your mouth. He don't want you to call fire down from heaven, just destroy my employer, Lord. Burn this place. There's a lot of people burning place and saying it's right. It's wrong. See, the end time says they're going to turn around and say what's evil is good and what's good is evil. Not us. We know it's wrong. Amen. It's wrong to do evil. We're supposed to do good to evil. But some people, you just got to turn them over to God. You got to show forth the love of Christ. And if they don't receive it, what did Jesus say? He said, kick the dust off of your shoes and get to the next place. That doesn't mean we don't love them. It's just we got to leave them to God now. We sowed the seed. We put the seed in there. Amen. We love people. Amen. Talking about guarding against deception. Compare everything to the Word of God. So whenever an idea, a philosophy, or a doctrine is presented, we never have to wonder if it's true. We don't have to guess. We know. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. You got to know Jesus. You got to know the Word. All we have to do is compare everything to the Word of God. And you will have an answer. And that's how we guard against deception. There's plenty of people out there who are willing and ready to cause deceit, especially when it helps them to justify their wrong, sinful living. I mean, there's plenty of friends that want to befriend you And if they don't, if Jesus is not their friend, they don't need to be your friend in your life right now. I'm not saying you don't love them. There's a difference between loving somebody and trusting somebody. Amen. When things are going wrong in our life and in our family before we knew Christ, I was doing things wrong, and my wife knew it. Once we got born again, she knew I was different, but still, I had to earn her trust back. Amen? That's nothing wrong with that. Amen? If my son goes out, or my daughter goes out, and I tell them to be home by 11, and they come in at 11:30, then I can take the keys because I love you. But now you got to build my trust again. You got to listen, because after 12 o'clock, I've heard Jesse the Planet say he would tell his daughter, after 12 o'clock, you don't want to be out there because there's nothing going on after 12 o'clock that's going to amount to anything. And Kathy was like, that's all you're going to say, Jesse, to her? Be home by 12? But that's all he said. And Kathy's like, Kathy was going down of a list, Kathy Duplantis, of why you need to be home at a certain time. So Jesse just said, hey, you don't need to be out there. Jesse played that. He played the bars. He did all that after 12. And he said, I can't remember her name right now, their daughter's name, but at 11:59, she came in the door. And she said, Daddy, you know, you're right. There ain't nothing out there after 12 o'clock that's worth being out there for. Amen. And Jesse loved his daughter. There's a law you put there, but you got to trust. Okay, I trust you, but be faithful to that word. Be honorable to that word. Amen. This is what we got to have. This is who we are, man. Honor somebody. If you tell somebody something, do it. Amen. That's just being honorable. So, but we're seeing a lot of this deception these days. There are those out there who want to believe it's acceptable to the Lord when they choose to vote for candidates who oppose the Word of God. Being deceived. That's okay. You know, take God out. Don't even pledge allegiance. Just take His name out. It's okay if you don't want to say it. No, it's not. Not to those that love God and love this country. We don't want, no, we're not going to be deceived. It's not good to take God out. Because Jesus said, and you know, I'm a Christian, and He said, I'm the branch. Jesus said, I'm the vine. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can't do nothing. Amen. You can't do nothing without Jesus, without God. But some people are deceived thinking they are God. Because that's the devil. That's his whole purpose. I will be like, what? The Most High. That ain't his position. Never was. There's only one position. God is the top. Amen. He's daddy. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Thank you, Jesus. So, there's even Christians who have been deceived by the world into thinking that homosexuality and abortion are acceptable. Christians out there think it's okay. It's not okay. Why? God says it's not good. It's not okay. Life is good. Death is not. God's not the author of death. He's the author of life. Amen. And I had a question. When does life begin? Well, my point has always been from conception. And I took it back to Mary. And when the angel said, Mary said, the angel appeared to her and said, Mary, you're going to what? Conceive. And you're going to bear forth a child, and you shall call him Emmanuel, Jesus, God with you. And when Mary heard that, that ain't the first time she heard it. Amen. Come on. That ain't the first time she heard some good news. And it came to her house. She'd been seeking God, seeking to live right, seeking to know God and know Him more. And God found her. He sought her out, sent an angel. Amen. God's got angels for you, messengers. Brought her a message, and after it was delivered, and it had been spoken throughout ages, through thousands of years, a virgin shall conceive. Didn't say Mary, it said a virgin, right? Because Mary ultimately had to decide, I'll be that virgin. Come on, put your name in God's blessing. Put your name in there. Amen? So Mary said after that message, she said, so be it. Come on, preachers, what does that word mean? Amen. When we say amen, that means so be it. She said, amen. The angel. Conception. That's life. Why? Jesus is life, right? He had to become a child, a physical human being. Jesus did. God did. So when does conception begin? When does life begin? Conception. Amen. End of story. If they want to debate it, I'm sorry, you can waste your breath all day long, but I'm going to stick what God says. That's when life starts. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't be deceived that homosexuality and abortion are somehow acceptable. Doesn't mean we don't love the people, but we're never going to be deceived that it's right. That's deception because it's not based on what God has said. And how many know that God is smarter than me and you? Amen? He's a whole lot smarter than I am. Deception also disregards God's law of sowing and reaping. In other words, and I like this show, you know, How to Be a Millionaire. And you think about, now, don't get offended now. If y'all get offended, there's a book out there by Jim Howard says, if you don't get offended, you'll get blessed. But if you're seeking to be blessed by winning the lottery, you're going to be deceived. Come on. You're going to be deceived. Now, back in my days before Christ, you might see me buy one of them tickets. Why? Because I needed money and I needed it now. I needed it last week. So one out of 100 million chances I could be that winner. But be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that's sowing into the world system. And you're just a number. You're just a number. And if you win that lottery, don't be deceived. You'll lose it just as quick as you got it. Because the love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all evil. So don't be deceived. See, to get that real quick like that without a foundation, it's like Jesse would say, you can be happy in the miserable. In other words, he made money. He was a rocker, and he had a lot of money, but it just made him feel comfortable as he was being miserable. In other words, he had all that money, but it still wasn't bringing him happiness, that joy that Terry talked about. So don't be deceived. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. That's how you get blessed, is find somebody else and be a blessing to them, and then God blesses you, but he multiplies it. Amen. But God, the world system's totally opposite. You've got to give something. You've got to trust the world instead of trusting God. And somebody else is making money off of you. Amen. So to be deceived is to think that you can plant apple seeds and harvest pears. That's deception. In other words, think you can just win the lottery and you're going to be all right. No, the Bible says, sow, give, and continue to give. Be a blessing. Amen. Be a blessing. So it's deceived to think that you can plant apple seeds and harvest pears, to believe that you can plant seeds of hate and reap life and love. It ain't going to happen. You're deceived. You're deceiving yourself. To plant seeds of anger and reap peace, you're not going to have it. That's what you're going to have. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So start sowing love. Be a blessing. I mean, God is doing things in our life now that, to me, is impossible. But I planted a seed years ago. But see, you got to water it with your faith and with your praise, thanking God that it's coming in. My harvest is coming in. Amen. Not just today, every day. Every day, life's getting better. Every day, things are starting to work out. Every day. Amen. Now, there's miracles. God does miracles in your life, but would you rather eat manna or eat steak, mashed potatoes, gravy, biscuits? I mean, manna was a miracle from heaven, but living in the promised land, living by blessing, is now you go out here and you sow some cotton, you sow some corn, and you get the harvest instead of God having to miraculously bring it down every day. Live in the blessing. Would you rather be healed, come on, or walk in health? Amen? Walking in the promised land is walking by faith. Every day I'm trusting God. Every day I'm trusting God. Next thing you know, God's walking in me. And I'm reaping the benefits of being in the vine. Because what's happening now, some fruit is starting to show up in my life. See, we got an apple tree, and I got my bamboo, I got my back fence cleared off, I got my tree topped. Amen? Now my grass has got to grow. I lost all my shade. I'm like, but I got a revelation. You know what the glory of that tree was? when it puts forth its leaves, that's its glory. To me, it brings shade, but when it's cut, all the leaves are cut, there's no more shade. It lost its glory. They're coming back. You understand, the glory of that tree is its leaves. But when it got cut, man, now my grass is going to start growing because there's going to be some light that can hit that ground. See, we need light. We need revelation. We need love. Experience the love of Christ, and you will bring glory to God. Amen. See, the fruit of a Christian is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness. It's on the inside, but we need that on the outside. We need it for other people to come to that tree and take some of that life that we're giving. Amen? It says, it's not about me. I'm going to experience it, but there's other people need to come and taste and see that the Lord is good, and they need to see you. They need to taste. They need to talk with you, have a conversation with you about who God is. How is things working in your life? That's the tree of life. Amen? The tree of life. With the tree of life comes knowledge of good, but not evil. You understand the trees now? The tree of life is the knowledge of God, because God is just good. There is no evil. Amen? There's no evil in God. There's no darkness in God. There's no deception in God. That's the tree that is in the garden in heaven that's coming back to this earth. Amen? And the Bible talks about the leaves are for the healing of the nations of that tree. Amen? There's still some healing going to be going on in heaven. Don't ask me how all that's going to work out. That's just what the Word says. Healing of nations. So finally, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your Word. Galatians 6:7 says, talking about guarding against deception. God says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he also shall reap. So if you don't like what you're growing, change what you're sowing. I don't plant tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. I mean, I don't care for tomatoes. God made tomatoes. So I need not say I don't like them. I just don't care for them. I like okra and corn. So that's what I would sow in my garden. Amen. But that's what you want. Sow it. There's a fine line between something that is valid, or you can say factual. There's a fine line between factual, what is valid, and what is true. Truth. Remember, Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?" Staring him right in the eyes. And he couldn't see it. Why? Pilate's heart was hard, like Pharaoh's heart. Hard heart. Not a hearing ear. See, a hearing ear is a heart for God. They'll be able to hear what God's saying. Amen? I believe there's hearing ears. You're hearing from God today. He loves you. He cares for you. He don't want us to be deceived in these last days. He wants his believers to be believing and be walking in the blessing and bringing others in. Amen? That harvest that is ripe for the taking. But that fine line between facts and truth. Something that is valid is not absolute in itself. For example, it's a valid fact that COVID-19 is real and is taking lives. Amen? It's real. Valid. That's a fact. But the truth is, the truth, Jesus is, Jesus bore COVID-19. Every name that was named was put on him on that cross. He bore it for you. He took the punishment of that for you. On the cross, and when you're born again, once you get born again, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord and Savior. Let him rule and reign in your life. When you're born again and you have his faith, the way, the faith of the Son of God, it's no longer a threat to you. Weapon is formed against me, shall not prosper. God is for me. I will not be denied. Amen? But you got to know that. You got to believe that. And then God is able to fight that battle for you. See, you're not fighting the battle. You're fighting the fight of faith that God's fight the battle. Amen? Don't get out of place or you'll lose the battle. God's a winner. He's not a loser. That makes you a winner if you stay in the battle of faith that he has already won. Amen? You're designed to win in Christ. Amen. You're designed. Why? He's the designer. So that means you're designed to win, but you've got to stay in Christ. See, The Bible talks about being in Christ or out of Christ. That's my being in his faith or in your faith. In your faith, in my faith, I ain't going to get it. It's got to be the faith of the Son of God. He put his faith in you. That measure is in you. You get born again, now you have his faith. How big does that faith have to be? Little mustard seed. You have it. Don't try to get it. You have it. Now, believe it. Stand, therefore. And when you've done all, stand in Christ. Amen? Stand with your whole armor on. Amen? You don't have to put it on piece by piece. See, now we teach it by piece, but when you come in Christ, you have the whole, you are clothed in his armor. Amen? Your underwear is the fruit of the Spirit. I wear fruit of the loom. But you have his Spirit on the inside of you. You are covered inside and out. You should have some joy in your life. You should have peace in your life. You should have victory in your life. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith in him. Amen? That is your victory. Don't be deceived that you've got it all together. Now, if you're in him, you're all together. But don't be deceived. It's what you do. Amen? Your part is just to believe. I believe. I'm a believer. What do believers do? We believe. That's what we do. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the finished work of Calvary. Amen. If Billy Graham was here, he'd say, I approve this message. He'd say, amen. He believes in the finished work of the cross. Amen. That's the big C. That's the cross of Christ. You can't go wrong. You will not be deceived if you trust, if you look to the cross. There's a cross behind me, but there's a cross in me. I got the victory in me. I don't have to wear it on my neck. Nothing wrong with wearing jewelry. But I am a Christian. Take my Bible, pull it off my neck, but you can't get it out of my heart. We might be beheaded for it. Many of them were martyred, but guess what? We have a greater resurrection. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Death, where is your victory? Grave, or death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? That ain't our destination. Our destination is life. Amen. Don't be deceived. Some people say once you die, you're dead. You're just in the grave. They're deceived. There's a resurrection of the just and of the unjust. You're going to be raised to life or everlasting damnation. Those that don't receive Christ, receive Jesus. He's the only way. Amen. Don't be deceived. He is the way, not a way. And we got to compare everything to the Word of God. Number four, we're closing up this Guardian of Deception series, and we'll have it on DVD. Give me a few weeks, maybe. Number four, live by faith. Now, I'm going to add something to this. Live by the faith. Live by the faith of the Son of God, who lived and gave his life for you. A ransom. We've been redeemed. Amen. His faith is pure. See, remember Jesus, he taught, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, but then also the battle we fight is the unbelief, the doubt. Because a lot of times the disciples are asking, Lord, how can we increase our faith? How can we increase our faith? And a lot of times Jesus would look at them and say, where is your faith? If you had faith as a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, be thou removed. What was the problem? Not the faith. We don't need to increase our faith. We need to get rid of the doubt, the unbelief, and the validity that it's not my faith, it's his faith. Amen? The faith of the Son of God, when you get born again. But now, how did I get born again? By my faith? No, God gave you his faith when you heard his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by Robert's word? No, by the word of God. So when you hear the word of God preached, faith comes. God's faith comes to you. This is how I got born again, Wayne. God came to me in my house. Because why? I was reading the Word. I'd been taught, if you got problems, read the Bible. I didn't know the Bible was a person. The Bible is a book, but it reveals a person. Amen. To a lot of people, it's just words on pages, Terry. because they're not seeking God, they're seeking an answer. They got a problem, but they're just seeking the answer instead of God. God is the answer. When you seek Him instead of what He, in other words, seek Him instead of His hands. If you get Him, you get His hands. Amen. Do you understand? Get God and you get everything God has. A lot of people just want to get what God has and forget about God. Because this is all I need today. I don't need this or I don't need that. I just need this. God, I just need this. No, you need God. You need God, amen? Because He loves you. Kids need a father and a mother. They just don't need one or the other. I'm talking from experience, from a mom that was abused and kids that were abused, and I needed a father, but I didn't need that father at that time. Amen? Because it's not God's will that we be abused or we be hurt or wounded, but I needed God the Father. Amen? And I received Him. Now, there was people that ministered to me. I can remember as a kid sitting out, and I hadn't been in church, wasn't allowed to go to church, but I can remember being the baby of the family. A lot of my brothers, they didn't want to play with me. Why? Because I'm little. I want to do stupid stuff. They bigger now. They want to do adult, teenage things. You want to know what I got excited about? Now, Mom, she didn't have a lot of, she couldn't give me these great expensive toys. I used my imagination. Anybody remember Speed Racer? Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go. YouTube it. You'll like it. If you've seen it, man, he could touch his steering wheel. We're living in that age, Wayne. Tesla. You could push a button on his steering wheel, and he would turn into a submarine because he's getting ready to hit into the ocean. See, but he's out to save the world. He's out to save somebody. Save somebody. Where was I going with that? I was a kid. I knew I'm going somewhere with that. Be not deceived. As a kid, you don't have to have all these things to be important. But you know what I did? I had an imagination. Anybody love deluxe ice cream? Mooresville deluxe ice cream. Now, you got to come to, well, I would say Mooresville, but it was made in Mooresville. I think it's been sold now, Terry. But they had their own ice cream, Mooresville Deluxe. But on that ice cream lid, it was just Mooresville, had some big letters. That was my steering wheel. When we got done with the deluxe ice cream, I took that plastic, big plastic lid, and I was Speed Racer. M stood for something. O stood for something. What am I doing here? I'm getting a vision. I don't need the car. I got it right here in front of me. Amen? That was, and what would I do? I would talk to God as a kid because there's nobody else around. But I would look up and I'd see the clouds. And as a kid, I can't tell you how I prayed, but I knew our family was in trouble. And I would talk to God, and He heard me. I didn't have to be in church. I didn't have to be kneeling on my knees praying. No, God is a Father. He loves us all the same. He saw the trouble I was in. But the only way we could get the victory, God had to be manifested in that situation. And He was in areas. He was. Some of my brothers and sisters, they had to leave home. Had to run, we call it run, had to leave home because it was so bad. But what's happening? If we don't know the true nature of God, that was not God's will for anybody's life. Never has been, never will be. People were praying for us. I know the fruits of it now. I had aunts and uncles that was praying for our situation. I'm a product of their faith today. So don't give up any bad situation, anything going on. I don't care how bad it is. Put your imagination. Don't be deceived. God is seeing and He's hearing, and He's doing all that He's able to do through His people, through His word, through His churches to get you the victory. Amen. You keep seeking God with your whole heart. Amen. So that's living by faith. You got to guard against deception. You've got to live by the faith of the Son of God, Jesus. He gave you His faith. You want to know more about faith? Come to church. Now, you want to learn about God? This is how you get around people that know God. If I want to learn about how to be a mechanic, and I don't, let me get something I like to do. If I want to learn more about computers, I get around somebody that knows more about computers than I do. If I want to be a painter, I'd go hang out with Lewis because I know he's a painter. He's painting things. If I want to know how to sew something, I know Patsy. She knows how to sew some things. Amen. So I want to know God. So you got to go around people that know God. That's why you come to church. Not because God says, go to church, you old evil thing. No, he says, go to church and learn of me. Jesus said, learn of me. Hang around with me. He said the foxes have dens and because they was going to follow Jesus. He said, you know what you're asking? Do you know, Jesus is saying, you know where I'm going? He said, I'm going to go lay hands on some sick people full of leprosy. I'm going into some houses that there's alcoholism going. This is what Jesus is saying. You want to follow me? You sure you want to follow me? Because he said, this is where I'm going. I don't have nowhere to lay my head. He said, but Jesus said, I'm going. That's where I'm going. My God, when he was out on the lake with his disciples, he had to lay his head on a pillow. And guess what? The boat was full of water. Jesus had to lay his head on a soaking wet feathered down pillar. But was Jesus complaining? No, he was teaching. Don't matter where you at in this old cursed earth down here, if you got Jesus in your boat, you're going to the other side. You might be a little wet when you get there, but you didn't sink. Amen? You can't sink with Christ. You can't sink. We read the end of the book. We win. Amen? You don't have to wait till the end. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So something needs to end in your life right now. Let it end and let the beginning start. Amen. Poverty, you're dead. This is the end of poverty, end of lack. Why? Because Jesus said, he's my shepherd. I shall not lack. And then you start walking in abundance. Amen. That's how we're led by the Holy Ghost. We're led by Jesus. Go over here. Do this. Because I got somebody there that can bless you. Amen. Got somebody that can bless you. Come on now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, Hope Church is just 30 minutes getting started. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Guard against deception. We've got to live by faith. That's what will keep us out of deception is staying in the Word. Staying in God's Word, in His promises. Turn off the TV. A lot of times, turn off the radio. Now, I mean, turn on the gospel. Man, go to the YouTube. Go listen to Wayne as he ministers in song and offering. Man, we're going to start taking some of his recordings and start making it. We'll make a whatever he wants to call it. We can go to our website and just listen to Wayne. Amen. Minister in music. That's something that's going to minister life. Thank you, Jesus. There will always be challenges in this world. Even as faith people, don't mean we don't have trouble. It just means we got Jesus in the trouble with us. Amen. And we getting out. He says, you're getting out of trouble. Did y'all ever play the game of trouble? Hit that big old thing in the middle. Trouble. Trouble is when you get knocked on your head and you got to go back. That's trouble. Well, I tell you what, God don't knock you on your head, and you don't have to go backwards. The Bible says Moses, when he stood at the Red Sea, and he was praying to God, God, what do we do? Because all these 2-3 million people were praying to Moses, what are you going to do? Moses, what are you going to do? What do we do, Wayne? Moses, I ain't doing nothing. But that rod was the something. Because God said, Moses, it ain't time to pray, it's time to get up and stretch forth your rod. What was the rod? It was the faith of God. The rod of God. And when he stretched, Moses didn't part the Red Sea. God parted it. Come on. It wasn't Moses that parted the Red Sea. It was God. But Moses gave him the channel. Whoom. God blew it up, dried the land for him. That's a miracle. You still need a miracle from God? He's still a miracle working God. Amen. He can blow things out of your life in a second. In a second. See, that's where we got to watch deception. We don't have to tarry and tarry and tarry and tarry. No, God says, will thou be to a leper? Will thou be clean? Leper said, Lord, if it be your will. Jesus said, he didn't say, yeah, I will. He said, be clean. Man, the will of God is for us to be blessed, be healed, be prosperous. We don't have to wait till next week to get the end of the message. Man, you can be the message. You can be the example of the blessing of God in your life when you get up out of this pew. Amen? Be expecting. Be expecting. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The world will tell you to expect defeat, to expect failure, sickness, disease. Man, this COVID-19 is going to be with us forever. Anybody heard that one? It's going to be in here forever. You're never going to get rid of it. We got to get a vaccine so you'll be protected from it. No, thank you. Psalms 91:1. Amen. I got a lot of scriptures. I got a lot of promises that Jesus doesn't have COVID-19. And if you have the symptoms, if it's in your body, guess what? It's God's body. He'll get rid of it. You got to trust him. You might have some symptoms, but that don't mean you have lesser faith than me or anybody. It just means you're in a battle. But God, let him fight your battle. You keep standing like Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I will not be deceived. This is not from God. That's one thing you got to know. This is not God's will. Sickness, disease, poverty, the curse, that's not a blessing. It's called the curse because it's a curse. It's not having God in your life. It's not keeping God first in your life. Anything from God is darkness. Amen. But we don't have to walk in darkness. God is light. In him is light. And that is the life. Amen. A couple of scriptures here to encourage you. We don't have to walk in defeat, sickness, disease, broken relationship, or financial trouble. But when you live by faith, you believe the truth in God's word, which says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. This is what believers, this is what victory says. Nothing is impossible with God. No thing is impossible. All things are possible to those who believe. The victory that overcomes the world, 1 John 5:4, is my faith. And number 5, 2 Corinthians 2:14, God always causes me to triumph. Let's minister to him, Wayne. Father, we thank you, Lord. We want, yeah, yes.
You're good. God gave, he showed me this scripture a minute ago. Romans 8:36 says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Nothing.
That's
nothing.
The victory right there.
There's your victory. Nothing. God started it. God's finished it. He said before the foundations of the world, Jesus said, I'll be the lamb. I'll be the sacrifice. Jesus said, I'll be the sacrifice, not you, Terry. Jesus said, I'll be the sacrifice, not you, Larry. Not you, Patsy, not you, Lewis. You're not the sacrifice. Jesus said, I'll be the sacrifice. Now, the Bible tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice to him who became the sacrifice so we can experience the victory. And nothing, once you come into Christ, do not be deceived. Jesus said, when you give your life to him, surrender your life. We learned that last night, to surrender your life to him. That's a choice I had to make. Jesus, I love that song. He's calling. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's not knocking down your door, busting down, trying to get in there. He's not a thief. He don't come in. He comes in with an invitation. Why? Because he gave you life. He created life, and he gave you that free will choice to either receive him or reject his word. Adam and Eve sinned. We missed it. We missed the mark, but not God. God kept chasing. God kept coming. He took the tree of life, and he put it in a place, but he made the way. He sent Jesus. Jesus, it took him a few thousand years to get him, but to God, just a couple of days. To God, it was just a couple of days. But to us, it's been thousands of years, mankind, thousands of years. But what about put that on the plate of eternity? Man, I want to live for God. Guys, get an understanding of this. We're going to live. You give your life to Christ. to the Father, you're sealed with the Holy Ghost. It's not nothing you do other than believing in that sacrifice. You get sealed. You're born again. Now, you come to church, you learn who you are in Christ, because the world don't want you to know who you, the devil don't want you to know who you are. He wants you to be deceived, because he knows once you know who you are in Christ, the devil's defeated in your life. I said he's defeated in your life. He starts losing his grip that he had on me. And if you haven't never been, if you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with evidence that you have it, is one of the gifts, evidence is you'll speak in a new language, a heavenly language that the devil don't know. He don't know that language. He don't know. He lost it. He lost his place. If you're here and you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, you hadn't spoken tongues, now's your day to come down here. Don't wait. Oh, Pastor, I think I'll wait and I'll try that maybe next week. Why do you want to wait for? If I didn't you, me and my wife, I mean, we waited. We didn't know nothing about. Man, we read in the Bible, it says Peter went down at one time, or it was Peter, or it was Paul. He said, have y'all received the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't even much as heard of a Holy Ghost. We just heard about John's baptism, which is a good baptism, get born again. But what about the Holy Ghost? They didn't understand about Pentecost. Well, Peter said, why you want to wait? Come up here. And he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. They didn't have to go to Bible school. They didn't have to wait till next week till there was a teaching on how to receive. We don't have, you know, you understand? We don't have to teach God how to work. He knows how to work. All we do is believe in his work. And he done a good work on Calvary. Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then God said, 50 days later on the day of Pentecost, he poured out the Holy Ghost on the church. And with the church has been on fire. Not every church has been on fire, but his church has been on fire ever since. Don't let the fire go out. And if your wood is wet, Jesus can light your wooded wet fire. Amen. If you don't believe me, go read 1 Kings about Elijah. Amen. God's desire is for you to be on fire. If you need that, I'd ask you to come and receive that this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, for this word, that, Lord, we won't be deceived in these last days. We won't be deceived in knowing that you are a good father and you have good gifts for your children. We won't be deceived that a lot of people say that the gifts passed away with the early church. We won't be deceived that you're not still doing a mighty work, that your hand is still upon America, your hand is upon this world. We won't be deceived because, Lord, your word is true. Your promises are from everlasting to everlasting. And, Lord, we just thank you that we come into your presence today, that whatever your people need, today is a day for them to receive. And we thank you, Lord, it's not by my works, but it's by the work that you did, that we can stand here today in victory and overcome every hurdle that might be set before us, Lord, that we're not going to fall, we're not going to fail, because you said love never fails. God, you are not a failure, and you have not failed us, and you will not fail us. And I just speak life and deliverance to everyone that's in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. And all you got to do is be bold enough to say, I believe, I take it. Take the promises of God. Deny the devil the right, the access into your life. Say, access denied, devil. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my Lord. And I'm going to prosper. I'm going to be a blessing in Jesus' name. If you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you've never been born again, want to come down here, or if you just got something in your life you want us to agree on, we'll lay hands on you. We'll agree with you. Or you can sit there in your seat and just receive, because it's not me, it's Christ. It's his church. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a voice like John the Baptist. I'm just a voice. I got to decrease. He's got to increase. Lord, increase in this church. Increase in your people, Lord. Lord, we give you just got to give him the right of way. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to God. Be leaving for revival in this land. Amen. Don't look at the world and let it paint a picture of what God has put on the inside of you. Amen. That beauty for ashes. Give him your ashes and watch him turn things into beauty. Amen. Just give him your life. Give him your life. Totally. Amen. You need prayer? We're here to minister for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. God is good. Lord, you're good. Awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just give him a little bit of time. Let God have his time now. Let him just enjoy his presence. Enjoy that you can come to church. You can come into a building that without us, it's just a building. But we bring God in here. We bring hope in here. We bring joy in here. That's what the church is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not an institution. Man, it's a living organism. Jesus breathed life into us. And he said, go ye in all the world and preach this good news that God is love. God is joy. In the midst of your trouble, you can have joy. You can rejoice if God is in there. Rejoice, not in the trouble, but in the victory. Trouble's got to leave. Thank you, Jesus. And I'll tell you right now, victory, key to your victory is whatever's coming against you right now, reach out to somebody else and bless somebody else. Amen. In the midst of your trouble, in the midst of what's going on, find somebody else and minister life to them. And watch God get into that situation you're in and how quickly you'll be delivered from it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you preeminence in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your grace and for your mercy and for your mighty, mighty working, your mighty, mighty power, that dunamis power. Guys, you're not just sitting. You're sitting in a place that's full of God's grace and mercy in here. His Holy Spirit's on the inside of you, but he's corporately moving right now in this place. He's in this place. He's in here. He's wanting to manifest, to show up in your life, in your circumstance, change things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In his presence. Thank you, Lord. Slow us down, Lord. Slow us down, Father. In your presence, Lord. In your presence. Yes, Lord, in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You are seated. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all the destruction and chaos. See yourself. Get a vision of yourself. When trouble is there, you are seated. Get above it. Jesus says, get above it. He says, come up hither. Come up hither. He wants to show you where you are. You're in him. He'll show you the way out. He'll give you the wisdom. Ask. The Bible says, if you lack wisdom, ask, and you shall receive. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the know-how. He'll show you a vision. He'll show you something and then pursue it. I pursued my wife. Back then, she was my girlfriend. I pursued her, and I kept pursuing, and I got her. Amen. She said, I do. And I said, thank you. Thank you. Pursue Jesus. He's chasing you. Go after him with all your heart. Go, take all your disappointments. He'll take care of it. Thank you. You won't be disappointed in him, but he will take care of your disappointments. Thank you, Jesus. He loves you. He is for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Manifesting your presence in our life. There's some people here, you're getting healed right now in your body. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive the healer. Receive his healing. Receive it. Man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I don't see things a lot of times in the spirit, but I know them. I'm talking about I don't see them with my physical eyes, but I see them in my heart. But he said, when you preach the word, demonstrate it. He said he'll confirm his word with signs and wonders. We're not going to be deceived that we have to earn anything from God. Jesus earned it for us. I believe it. You just believe it. Let him invade your privacy. Come on. You got to ask God to invade. See, don't leave anything private to God. Now, there's things you leave private to one another. There's things I don't tell my wife. There's things I keep in my heart that's just between me and God. But you need to let God invade your privacy. Because the Bible says your body is his body. But if you'll let him in, he'll bless your body. He'll bless your mind. Amen. He'll show you things because he loves you. He's got good treasures. They're not hidden from you. They're hidden for you. Treasures. Amen. Thank you, Father. Man, play a little bit of hide and seek with God. Lord, let's play some hide and seek. That's what Adam was doing. He was hiding, right? Adam was hiding. God was seeking. Amen. So when God calls, Terry, when God calls, Frankie, answer his voice. Here I am, Lord. Where you want me to go? Here I am, Lord. How much you want me to get? Lord, you want me to take care of that person over at Walmart? Be asking. God's speaking something for us to be a blessing. He's blessed us to be a blessing. Lord, how much you want me to give? Lord, do you want me to give anything? Lord, you just want me to, okay, Lord, I'll go do whatever he speaks to you. That's when the miracles happen. Mary, he turned the water into wine because she knew whatever my son says to do, if you'll do it, you'll have a miracle. Jesus is still her son. He's God's son, but that was her physical son. And she trusted him. Amen. And Jesus took care of mama. If you read the cross, he looked at John, said, John, I'm paraphrasing. He said, John, take care of mama. Whew, man, could you imagine how John got blessed? God's no respecter of persons. Amen. He'll take care of you better than you can take care of yourself. I'm going to get out of the way. I've been trying to take care of my family. God, I need some help. Man, he wants to step in and show us how to be a father and how to be a woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to give up a rib, Terry. We don't have to give up the rib to get a blessing. Amen. See, Adam thought he lost something, but God gave it back to him. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together with Eve. Didn't he, Bob? He got a good investment off of that bone, off of that rib. Well, when Jesus died on that cross, the church came, blood and water gushed from his side. When that Roman centurion stuck that spear in the Lord's side, the church was born. We're the church. He died for us, and he empowered us with his name. Amen. We have his name washed in his blood. Amen. You got a new name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I don't want to go home. Somebody else come up here and start preaching. We'll go into session 2. Hallelujah. I want to